It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, January 15th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krims. Ninth-ranked Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball would win their eighth straight game last night, defeating Waldorf 97-35 at the Corn Palace. The Tigers shot nearly 66% in the first half and had a 52-16 lead at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan would go on a 28-2 run in the second quarter. Emma Yost led the Tigers with 20 points as 12 different Wesleyan players would score, and Dakota Wesleyan had a season high of 97 points. They improved to 10-2 in the GPAC and 14-4 overall. The Dakota Wesleyan men, they would pull off the doubleheader sweep. They would pull away in the second half, defeating Waldorf 83-70. Waldorf cut a 12-point halftime lead down to 3 early in the second half, and the Tigers would respond with a 24-8 run. Steele Morgan led the way with 22 points. Anthony Riggins had 18, and Easton Neuendorf chipped in 17. All five Wesleyan starters scored at least 10 points. The Tigers now back above 500 at 10-9 on the season. Dakota Wesleyan is back at home this Sunday for a doubleheader versus Concordia. The women's game starts at 2, followed by the men at 3:45. In Fargo last night, North Dakota State held the SDSU men to just 35% shooting in the first half. The Bison pull out a 76-65 victory. SDSU, they fall to 9-10 on the season. The Jackrabbits missed their first 8 shots last night, trailed by 12 points at halftime. Jaden Jackson led 4 Jackrabbits in double digits with 16 points and 8 rebounds. Up next for the SDSU men, they'll be back at home on Saturday afternoon when they host Kansas City at 4:15. USD women's basketball shook off a slow start last night, ended up defeating North Dakota 62-39 in Vermilion. North Dakota had a 2-point lead after the first quarter, but then the Coyotes would outscore the Fighting Hawks 22-3 in the second quarter. Molly Joyce led the Coyotes with her 4th straight game of at least 20 points, so she had exactly 20 last night. USD's defense forced 24 turnovers and held North Dakota to just 1 made 3-pointer. The Coyote women are now 13-5 on the season, 3-1 in the Summit League. They will host Denver coming up Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. Coming up tonight, it is SDSU women's basketball on KORN as the Jackrabbits will host Denver at 7 p.m. SDSU enters the week with a 3-0 conference record after knocking down a school record 19 3-pointers versus Oral Roberts last weekend. The SDSU women have won 66 straight Summit League regular season games, including 9 straight versus Denver. And also tonight in Vermilion, it is USD men's basketball hosting Kansas City at 7 o'clock. The Coyote men are currently 9-9 on the season, but they do have an 8-2 record at home in Vermilion. For more sports, check us out online at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.